Authority and freedom are the lifeblood of the arts. Whether reading a novel, looking at a painting, or listening to music, we are feeling the push and pull of these two forces as they shape the creator's work. Authority is the ordering impulse. Freedom is the love of experiment and play. They coexist, they compete. Even a child setting out to write a story recognizes the authority of certain conventions, if only the need for a beginning, a middle, and an end. To love to look at paintings is to love, almost before anything else, the certainty of the rectangle, the delimiting shape. But why not feel free to do something different? Why must a story have a beginning, a middle, an end? Why must a painting be on a rectangle? One way of acknowledging authority is by opposing it, by writing, for instance, a story that ends inconclusively, open-endedly. The authority of art functions almost simultaneously as an inhibition and an incitement. The limitations sharpen the fantasy, clarify the feeling. They precipitate freedom. A century ago, the poet Guillaume Apollinaire wrote about this long quarrel between tradition and invention. And I see no reason to believe that the quarrel will ever end. It shouldn't. It mustn't. Without this quarrel, what really amounts to an epic debate, art doesn't exist. The rival claims of authority and freedom kick off passionate responses and principled stands, both with artists and with audiences, which is as it should be. But these passions and principles, which are never easy to reconcile or disentangle, can all too easily leave people at loggerheads. Somebody says, "I'll stick with the classics." Another person wonders, "How about something really new?" Conservatives argue for continuity. Radicals demand relevance. Soon a third person announces, "All art is political." Everybody knows we're navigating perilous waters. When it comes to the arts, who is to say what's conservative and what's radical? Is creative authority inherently conservative? Is creative freedom inherently radical? People of goodwill disagree. Is Jane Austen conservative or radical? Probably both. And neither. A disagreement about a movie or a play, while it may not cut as deep as a disagreement about politics, will cut nonetheless. A shared affection for the work of a particular artist, a novelist, a painter, or a pop singer, can become a bonding experience. Alliances are formed and arguments are advanced in casual conversations, college classrooms, and foundation boardrooms. What do we think about the work of a writer or a painter who treats women badly? Or an opera that had its premiere in Nazi Germany? What strikes one person as impregnable can strike another as fragile. There are times when the arguments get so heated that they threaten to overwhelm the art. When questions of authority and freedom and the arts aren't framed in political terms, they're often couched in psychological terms. This isn't surprising. The artist's struggle with authority is intimate and immediate. Freud saw authority as inhering in the figure of the father. But the struggle is not exclusively or even primarily psychological. When it comes to the arts, I think both political and psychological analogies are inadequate. I prefer to consider authority and freedom in relation to philosophical traditions that go back to ancient times. The authority of the rectangle for the painter, or the conventions of beginning, middle, and end for the fiction writer, are general, societal, traditional. I will return to these matters later on, but for now it's important to make the point that authority and freedom, as they animate the arts, are overarching, all-encompassing traditions, principles that anybody, whether or not they're actively engaged in the arts, can comprehend. That's what makes them so persuasive, and on occasion so provocative. Artists, however much they are shaped by their time and place, and by the ideas and ideals that animate their age, must reshape experience. That's their mandate. The reshaping, which turns experience into art, is both artisanal, a matter of mastering the tools of the trade, whether words, colors, shapes, sounds, or movements, and metaphysical, a never-ending competition between the rival claims of authority and freedom.